T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tanny, let's go, buddy.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go.
Afternoons on The Score.
I had therapy today, too.
Did you?
I'm so juiced. Yeah, it's good to get the tank full of gasoline, ain't it?
Feeling good?
Oh, yeah, for now.
I've been seeing a therapist.
Oh, my God. I think that's great.
That's good. Yo, sure. Your tank can run empty to full 3 times between
it's
now
weird.
And 6 o'clock.
I didn't give it any thought going into today. And as I sat down, it occurred to me, it's been pretty tragedy-free of late. I haven't had any real crisis. Sorry about your Cardinals getting punched out last night, Doc.
And your Cardinal team is National League.
I don't really have much to say today. Everything's kind of good.
Our guy, Rich Campbell.
Adam Shaheen, who obviously is not fitting with what Nagy wants. It's part of their running game problem.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm not feeling so good about this one.
It's so necessary.
Yeah,
for
I see tight ends in the league getting, 100-yard tight ends are fairly common these days.
I mean, just look throughout the league. I keep saying this. I've been harping on this for 2 years. Give me a tight end.
That didn't make me feel any better.
You know, I ought to quit the therapy. Jesus Christ, the money I've been dropping in here. I could have bought a Ferrari.
I think you're glossing over the significant accomplishments we've made in here.
Everything's kind of good. Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm not feeling so good.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Yeah, you know we had the postscript by Shannon yesterday now that the Cardinals were eliminated. It was so much fun. My God. And he's coming back next season.
Shannon?
He's not retiring.
At age 81, baby.
Keep it going.
Suggestion to the Cardinals brass. Do not give him road playoff games out of deference. Let John Rooney do his job.
Take a 2-out walk.
For sure. Walks are kill you more than any other thing. Home runs are nice, but they are rally killers.
I said it yesterday. I once heard a hitting coach call a home run a rally killer, it was a big problem.
What kills? I don't think walks kill you more than any other thing. I'm going to go with cancer. That's if we're taking a draft of things that kill you the most, I'll go cancer.
Mm. I'm jumping in. Ebola.
Tag really?
Yes.
Really?
Oh God, yes.
Worldwide. Am I underestimating or overestimating the effect of cancer? Well, how many people...
You always do that.
How many people worldwide have died of cancer that you don't even know about?
That's true.
Nick?
But if you have Ebola, there's that stop schedule in that matchup.
But
that's as bad a schedule in the matchup with the Metro.
You're talking about killing efficiency now, like once you actually have the disease. I'm talking about just total numbers. It's a counting stat is what I'm looking
for. Okay,
you're
at the counting stat. I'm looking at who's the dominant one right now. And if Ebola walks into the room, we're screwed.
You know, you're Ebola. I mean, how they measure Ebola, I don't trust.
What exactly are we talking about here? Are we doing a death draft? is that what's happening?
Causes of death. Yeah. I was trying to do a counting stat.
Historically, what has killed the most people?
No, right now. Right now
what is killing the most people?
Number one cause of death on the planet. I'm guessing cancer. Hmm. Walks, probably
second. What
about
starvation?
Oh, jeez. That got real.
Does
all
lack
of
water.
That's where it got
that,
real.
Does that fit into starvation, or is that just
that's
dehydration?
That's dehydration.
Yeah, okay. Which is the ugly cousin of starvation, I think. Yeah, Tanny, you get away in here.
Starvation,
probably
is
not.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, no, don't.
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah,
save yourself.
I was gonna go number one. Years of not going to the doctor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, lack of medical attention.
How about where are we on old age? I don't think that really counts as its own.
I can't believe I missed old age.
How did I trade up to go with years of not going to the doctor when old age was sitting there right in front of me?
Right on the board.
You get the wraparound, though. You're the fourth pick of the draft. You're fourth and fifth.
Oh, is that how it works? Grody taught me how to do drafts.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't take heart disease. Don't take heart disease.
It's tremendous. Leave it on
the table. That's why you said the world, right?
Yes, the world.
Yeah, heart disease is not the world, though. That's like a strictly American.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're eating too much.
Yeah,
malaria. Strictly. Anybody take malaria? Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Someone in Texas said, "Man,
I struggle on the third world or the developing nations, as they say.
You elitist.
I've always struggled with developing nations, as you know.
Historically, that has always
been a rebuild.
you're scouting shortstops and other things like that. Did you say that was one of your dreams to go scout shortstops in other countries?
Yeah, the conversation was like, "Hey, we should go to the Dominican." And I think some people were like, "Oh man, we gotta go because there's topless beaches there, and there's a whole sex trade thing, and we gotta go." And I'm like, I would just like to go to San Pedro de Macorís and watch shortstops play. Like, I'd be the guy standing on the sandlot.
What a crow!
And the Dominican, like, "Oh man, just look at that guy's footwork! Holy hell!"
Would it be as creepy in the Dominican if you stopped to watch a Little League game as it is while you just stop and pull up the car to watch one here?
No, see, I think in the Dominican they just think I was a scout at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Dominican in the Little League, that's like you're too, that's too late in the game. Those kids are not going to make it if they're playing Little League.
They're already the other Dominican daddy.
Yeah, they're already signed up at that point.
This is tremendous content, guys. I can't see how any of this could possibly get us into trouble in any way.
No, this is a good start, and we'll keep this going at 670-11.
Yeah, please.
We're thinking about Max today with the heavy heart. So
yeah, Max.
T's and P's.
Please feel better, Max. Max, we love you.
You going to explain that?
Do we have to?
Yes!
Yeah, okay. Well, happy birthday to our boss, Mort Rosen, because this guy can't spell to save his life, and he sends out all the group texts and all of the emails. Max is out. So I'm going to actually pull it up so we can read it.
Yeah,
there were nine words in it, and there were three misspellings.
Not only, it's not just that he can't spell.
Looks like Mitch Rosen to me.
He doesn't care. Like, the typo will happen, and he's a busy man.
He is.
Like, he wants the point to get across, and he's not really concerned with coming off like he knows how to use technology or phones or autocorrect or anything like that.
Max are sick today.
Oh, you are.
Spiegel in until 5 p.m.
Right.
Thanks, everyone, but TH, capital N, lowercase KS.
That could be how the kids are doing it these days. That one, I don't know.
Yeah.
But Max are sick. I know it's probably Mac out sick, but I prefer Max our sick because I think we can say that Max really is all of our sick. Like, he belongs to all of us, don't you think?
We all hear about it, and so it is the
Some of us more recently than others, yeah.
Yeah, it is the all-encompassing sickness. I was sick, Tanny was sick, now Max is sick. Okay. It's just terrible. We're too close as a radio show. That's really what
right,
it is.
Right.
Happy birthday to Mitch Rosen, though.
The best.
He is the best.
He really is.
He likes to make everyone around him happy, and on his special day, I don't know what everyone else is doing for him to make him happy, but I know there's a bunch of confetti. Yes.
Yep.
All over his office.
I think I personally think that we should play the hits and have lots of energy today.
Reset, tease.
We should do all the things that he's always wanted us to do.
Okay.
You know?
So social, death draft.
Social the hell out of it.
Yeah. Social network like crazy. Make sure we ID everything. Stay on point.
Yeah.
It's already been a disaster in that sense, the first 10 minutes.
Right. Sorry, Mitch. Top of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, and Illinois. Season tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team on sale at NUSports.com. The hour brought to you by Seattle Sutton. Your good health is their true mission. And download the new Radio.com app. My God. The updates of the new radio.com app, that'll make Mitch happy.
It is so cool. I used Rewind today, you know?
Yeah.
I took a shower, came out of the shower, and Burnsy and McKnight were in break. I rewound to hear all of the Anthony Heron stuff on the Saints. I mean, it's like, what a world. What a world we now live in. What will they think of next?
That's a good question.
That's a real question.
Maybe we'll solve one of these top 10 diseases.
What will they think of next draft?
Mac would be so disappointed if he misses all the drafts.
What's your favorite draft? Draft! Let's do a draft of drafts.
If I take the Tom Hanks draft, do I get two drafts because we did it the same
Because we've done it twice? Yeah.
Do we have an answer, by the way, on number one cause of death worldwide? This can't be that hard to look up.
Well, I mean, I don't know if Shep is looking things up over
no,
here.
No,
it's
no.
More fun to speculate what it might be than actually find the answer.
That sounds like someone's not looking things up.
Shep would rather shift the conversation to efficiency. He'd rather talk about the new death metrics that are sweeping the entire industry.
You know, I'm the Houston Astros of death, while others just stay in the same place.
Shep has his own death lab.
in the United States.
Man, hold on. Shep, you need a business card. The Houston Astros of death. I'm serious, man. That's phenomenal.
Powerhouse can't stop me.
Oh, no.
The RIP machine.
Well, death remains on.
RIP machine.
all right. We have heart disease, number one. We have stroke, number two.
Heart disease. And I got it in round two on the wraparound.
This is the world, correct?
Yeah. Top 10 global causes of death.
Heart disease, number
2016.
One.
2016. But they're breaking it down by types of heart disease. ISCHAEMIC, ischemic heart disease?
Ish, I believe that's Ish Smith, who is a backup running back for the Atlanta Falcons.
Ischemic heart disease.
Oh, that's Ito Smith.
Yeah. Ish Monroe.
Ish Smith is a point guard. My mistake.
Stroke number two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Oh, my God. So heart disease has two of the top three.
Yeah. Lower respiratory infections.
Oh, yeah.
Number
bad.
Four.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. Five.
Oh, my goodness. That's much higher than I would have expected. Because you just kind of lose cognitively when you lose stuff, then your whole body's like, you know what? Screw this noise. And you forget how to do things.
Is that not kind of under the old age
yes.
category,
yes.
right? That would fall in there.
No,
absolutely not.
Because not everybody who's old
gets... You
don't
have to be 80 to get Alzheimer's.
No, I understand that. But in terms of like when your body is shutting down, because you mean there's not old age on this list is all I'm saying.
We still haven't gotten to cancer. You know, cancer is, as the texture says, it's a flashy pick, but it's a real death rally killer.
Trachea bronchus lung cancers comes in at number six.
Ah. Oh, so that's cancer. That's our first cancer?
Yeah, it's six.
So specific kinds of cancer. They didn't group all cancers together?
This is very, very specific.
Oh, boy, trouble.
Diabetes mellitus, seven. Mm. Road injury, eight.
Wow.
Diarrheal diseases, 9. Tuberculosis, 10.
Losis.
TB.
I saw tuberculosis in my backyard the other day.
Hey, they're so damn loud. I mean, you can't have the windows open when you're trying to go to bed. Tonight.
My God, shut up. Every
the tuberculosis are playing in my yard. I'm closing the blinds.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Well, all this is very confusing because cancer is individualized. Can I say,
sure.
How bad are we at driving as a people to have road incidents up there at number eight?
Well, but
my
part of it,
God, we're terrible drivers.
Yeah, but part of it is...
And we drink too much.
Yeah, well, exactly. Other parts of the world, right? They don't have the roads paved. They're not well lit.
Yeah.
Very dangerous situation.
I agree. Again, it's not just us. We have
this
to deal
is
with
global
the developing nations.
Yeah.
My foreign scouting department for my death is very, very poor.
Yeah, but which of these do you think is the easiest to solve? You would say road injury, right?
Stop driving.
Pavement, lights, robot cars, stop drinking and driving.
Theoretically.
Knock it out of the top 10, no problem.
Yeah.
Could be replaced by another cancer.
We need to get another cancer up there in that top 10.
Well, this is going well.
Yeah, this has been uplifting. This has been good stuff.
We can do top 10 U.S. causes of death next if you would like.
Certainly. yeah, I don't...
Don't worry about it. We'll either do that... Or you'll weigh in on Bears Saints because I knew you came in hot with all sorts of football thoughts today.
I did.
I know you did,
I
Mr.
Did.
Baseball.
Well,
I know.
I mean, yeah, I have a theory that I've held in terms of NFL offense for a long time. It is only emboldened by the Bears matchup this weekend. I want to talk about that with you. We need to talk about the inadequacies themselves that led to this Cubs restructuring and why perhaps you shouldn't freak out if these hires are internal.
Yeah,
as they all are at this point to date. But, you know, yeah. We have
less Grobstein callers today.
Dude.
We have less Grobstein callers. You and I are going to talk about China at some point because we are the foremost authorities on that issue.
And a brilliant description of the guy who is at the peak of our business. I'd say the number one opinioneer
in the land of opinioneers these days, described brilliantly by someone outside of our business.
That is exactly right. We got a lot to do.
Come on.
It's Mac and Parkins with Speak Zen. We're talking diseases on the Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not a particularly good way to start.
That's your opinion, Steve Stone.
I disagree.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Mr. Free Agent.
Yeah. I like when people announce their own free agency, by the way. Hey, did you know that I'm not under contract? Talk about me and speculate whether or not I'm coming back to up my leverage. Right?
Is it really that naked of a strategic move to you, Danny?
Yes.
Yeah, it is to me, too.
Okay, good. I'm glad we talked about that.
Good talk.
We have some tremendous follow-up from our death draft, and a lot of you correctly just hammering away at me at some of my pronunciations there as professional broadcaster and communicator. But first, this segment brought to you by Mecum Auctions. Mecum Auctions, the largest collector car auction company, returns to the Schaumburg Convention Center October 24th to the 26th. See 1,000 muscle cars, classics, Corvettes, hot rods, resto mods, and more. Advanced discounts on registrations and tickets at Mecum.com.
Man, that sounds fun.
That's Mecum.com.
So walk around, look at some badass cars.
Right.
See if you can afford some.
Exactly. Buy some cars.
Or not.
Yeah, but just looking is fine.
Yeah.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Northwestern Football at Ryan Field. The Wildcats are led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald. They host Ohio State tomorrow and have Iowa, Purdue, and Minnesota in Big Ten play. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team on sale at NUSports.com.
Yeah, a ton of great texts and tweets. We really appreciate them on the cause of death draft impromptu that just happened worldwide. And then the top 10 list as we dissected, and several people were reminding me or telling me that I didn't realize chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is a lung issue, not a heart issue. So it's not two of the top three,
right?
But it is still heart disease at the top. And I got heart disease in the wraparound on our draft.
Tremendous value in your draft.
I think it's the first draft I've ever won.
But the problem is that what you get for winning is death. So, you know, that backfires.
And then this, sorry, I'm behind, but I used the rewind function of radio.com. Diarrhea came ninth just after car wrecks. Now, we should say that's too simplistic. It was road incidents. So that's not just car wrecks.
That's right.
Motorcycles.
Absolutely counts.
Steamrolling into the fray.
Shep's interaction with trains would count probably as a road incident.
Absolutely. All kinds of road incident. And then what was the phrasing on the diarrhea issue?
Well, it was diarrheal diseases, which are a collection of diseases caused by multiple viral, bacterial, and parasitic organisms that share the common symptom of diarrhea, defined as the passage of three or more loose or liquid stools per day, which I think is the worst way to go.
I was gonna say, that's my bet for myself. That's how I'm going to go.
get the Sheps.
You'd rather have that than chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Huh? The Green Apple Quick Steps in honor of Doug Buffon, who appeared in the Open.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I think that is most likely for Shep. He's going to miss the 3 o'clock hour today if his normal schedule is online.
By the way, he was a really good middle infielder for the Twins in the 70s. Lou Stool, you mentioned him. He was quite good.
Tremendous range.
Yeah, a lot of range. He had to go to the locker room a lot.
I believe it. He was never available to
clubhouse
play the full nine innings.
But where's Lou Stool?
And then Scott and Davenport upset at my butchered pronunciation of ischemic heart disease. So thank you for clarifying that. Not like heart disease runs in my family or anything, but I don't know what we have.
And this Bill from Cap Hill on the Twitter, heart disease is the world's top killer, but cancer has a terrific work ethic and a good locker room.
Yeah. You do all the trades and you just get there. See, we're making fun of all of it is what allows this to be okay.
I think if we make fun of death enough, we'll never die. This is a theory of mine I'm testing out.
Did you just develop that theory?
No, I've been working at it for a while.
Okay, yeah, stare it in the eye.
Laughing in the face of death, I'm pretty sure means we get to be immortal.
Okay.
So I'll test that out and get back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're staring into the abyss for all of us.
Yes, and it's looking back into me.
I believe you. So just to the point of the organizational thing, just to clarify it from the conversation with Lawrence.
Yes. This is the Cubs organizational restructuring, if anybody didn't hear.
Yeah.
They announced several hires, a senior director of player development, a director of player development, a director of pitching, that's Craig Breslow, a director of hitting, that's Justin Stone, and an assistant director of baseball development, that's Jeremy Farrell. And some of those names people might know. Breslow was a pitcher for a long time, a Yale grad, and is thought of extremely highly around baseball. But as you mentioned during the transition, they are all internal.
Yeah, and then so Jerron Madison, who is there, is also the club's new player development leadership structure. He is the special assistant to president and general manager in a player evaluation role. Mm-hmm. And they say that they will announce further player development hirings and a new scouting leadership structure at a later date. And then if David Ross is the favorite for the managerial job and he gets it, that will be a bunch of people in a bunch of new positions, but all people who were already employed by the Cubs. And I do think that organizational restructuring can free up ideas, or, you know, if your boss felt one way about something and then your boss moves to a different department and then you take that person's job, you can now implement your ideas that previous boss did not allow for.
Yeah.
So I don't think that this blocks all new ideas, but I will say, just from what we know now, which is a one-page press release, it makes Joe Espada more attractive to me as a candidate. To say, hey, the manager is going to come from this organization that might be the best in baseball right now, and he'll be the new guy. He'll be the new thing, the new shiny object that can bring some critical thinking from outside of the way that the Cubs have been doing it.
One of the guys that they were talking to was Kyle Boddy from Driveline Baseball. He went to the Cincinnati Reds and given a lot more power there than he might have been given with the Cubs, is what one person told me. Some of the issue is that as they are admittedly late to some of the transitions that have gone on around the league.
Yep.
That means a lot of people who are at the forefront of some of the science, at the forefront of some of the trends that ended up getting hired from outside baseball academies, from outside research facilities, et cetera, a lot of those people have been snapped up. And there are still people out there, and there will be some external hires. And I know they said there'll be some external hires, but a lot of those people got snapped up. So, but the thing is, and you know this to be true, when especially you remove a boss, like they removed Jason McLeod, they moved him sideways, and it really was a firing. It was a firing, but because of the personal relationship and the desire to still, you know, have him involved, and maybe the lack of a desire to diminish his legacy and all that stuff.
They would disagree with you, right?
He's not in charge of scouting or development at all anymore.
Right.
Not at all. After doing that in Boston, after doing it in San Diego, after doing it here, he's completely gone from that.
The idea is now player development with the big league club, right? That's his... He's not involved with the development of the prospects and the scouting as much. He's going to be more in charge of evaluation of the big league club, but obviously Theo and Jed do that a lot too.
Not one of these people is going to report to Jason McLeod. Not one of these people. And if these people all reported to Jason McLeod or to Theo or whoever, you know, but a lot of them did report to him. They are embracing some things, and they have started to embrace those things in the past couple of years, whether it's Blast or TrackMan or some pitch design in the pitch lab that Tanny likes to make fun of. And there's been some success.
We really just make fun of how much Dan and Connor love it.
Sure.
They love it so much.
That's understandable.
It washes all over.
I think anything they love deserves derision.
Yeah, that's really what it is. We don't hate science and analytics on this show. We hate how much they love it.
I gotcha. But yeah, so...
Our pitch lab is a good example. You know, it's something that's behind the scenes.
Yes, just because, well, not anymore. It's very much in front. I don't know when that's from, but it ain't behind the scenes anymore. But yeah, like, so a lot of these guys, if they believe in the stuff that they need to believe in and they're transitioning the thought process and they no longer report to somebody who perhaps did not believe it quite as much, then that is absolutely progress. I mean, they've said it themselves that some of the things that they've believed in the past that have been successful, maybe they believed it too much. Right? I'm paraphrasing, but they have expressed exactly those sentiments down the stretch of the final couple of months and in the postseason stuff.
Absolutely. They have acknowledged that publicly with their words. But you and I have talked about this in a lot of different areas of sports conversation, right? Like actions over words, right? And that can obviously apply to outside of sports. This can all read fine in a press release. And we could say, oh, okay, McLeod's out of there, and these guys are being promoted, and they understood their failings, and they're going to embrace new ideas from within, and organizational restructure can cultivate new creativity and freedom. But if the press release today was whoever the number three person is at the Astros, right? I don't know everything about their organization. But if the press release was that person.
Yeah.
Was hired away
sure.
to run the Cubs.
You'd feel better.
You'd feel better.
I
right?
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
I will not and cannot argue that. When it comes time for you to modernize the way that you do things, go steal from the best.
Exactly.
It's what they did with Theo, right?
Yeah.
They went and got him. It's like go get a Bowman. The Blackhawks went and got a Bowman.
Yeah, and again, this isn't even a criticism yet because they say there's more things coming and their organizational chart is coming and the playoffs are still going on and they haven't hired a manager.
Yeah.
So we're in the embryonic stages of an organizational overhaul this offseason.
Yeah.
So
it gets back to something I think you asked me the other day, which is if you trust Theo to be the guy who's in charge of all of this, is he capable of looking at the way that they've done things and say, you know what, I think we've been wrong here. I think we've been wrong there. I don't know
that I ever asked that because I trust Theo, but I certainly.
Who was it?
I don't know.
I think I'm confusing you with Steve Rosenblum.
I think that's probably right, which, yeah. I mean, we look the same, couple of Jews. But
you know what I mean? Like, can you, as a leader, in the middle of everything that you're doing, restructure what you're doing? If you're good enough and you're really, if you can be humble enough, and self-aware enough, you can. We've seen Bill Belichick do it. We've seen him change completely philosophically.
Exactly.
A few times along the way. It's rare, but sometimes people are that great that they can do it.
Plenty of people can evolve.
Yep.
Right? You change with the times. You embrace new ideas, right? I mean, in society, it's just like, you say, my grandfather, he says some things that are inappropriate or whatever. It's like, all right, he didn't change with the times, but plenty of people do at that age. It's absolutely possible for people to evolve and do all of that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume Theo and Jed are sharp enough and smart enough that they will. They know the problem, but they got enough of a healthy ego to believe that they can solve the problem.
Yes.
Right? That's how I would parse that.
I told you I was kind of talking to some people in front offices around the league a little bit. They're so highly thought of. It's like one of the texts I got was like, they're smart guys. They'll figure it out.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's directly what somebody from another organization said, because they are smart guys and they're willing to. Now, they spent last offseason not changing some of the things largely. You know, they didn't make enough changes. They thought they could coach people up. They thought they could change all the kind of abstract sort of soft knowledge things, be it chemistry and work habits and urgency and all of that. And I respect those things tremendously. I've often argued in favor of those things.
Of course.
Right. But they really tried to do all of that. And they were also limited via some spending because of their own mistakes of the past and because of some other organizational issues. So now is not the time to do that kind of stuff anymore. Now's the time to really change some stuff. So they're changing managers. They're going to change all this stuff right here. And you're going to see somebody very big traded. You will.
We'll get into that name before charge. Get your fantasy questions ready for 20 minutes coming up on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs trade Anthony Rizzo.
Not yet. We'll discuss names the Cubs could trade in a moment. Speaks in for Mac. Have your fantasy questions ready for Charge in 10 minutes. This segment brought to you by the Chicago Fire Soccer Club. The Chicago Fire are headed back to Soldier Field in 2020. Join the movement today by placing a $20 deposit applicable to any 2020 ticket package or single game ticket, including the club's Soldier Field home opener versus Atlanta United. Visit chicago-fire.com to learn more. This hour brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. And right now it's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the Score.
Woo!
This hour's keyword is bubbles. Text bubbles, B-U-B-B-L-E-S. Try to, with Max not here, to do the Swirsk voice. Thank you. To 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is bubbles.
Boop.
To 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Bubbles was a chimp, right? Isn't there a famous chimpanzee named Bubbles?
That was Michael Jackson's, right?
Sorry. Sorry to reference that. My bad.
Well, I mean, the whole hour has just been so uplifting with all the death talk that you may as well bring the disgraced king of pop into it. Why not?
Yeah.
Before we get to the Cubs guy who will get traded or might not, big news for a big percentage of Cubs fans. And I'm surprised, frankly, to hear something like this announced this early. But Sinclair, who owns the Marquee Network, which is the Cubs network that will launch in February of 2020, and has made a big play in the regional sports network space outside of Chicago, including the YES Network in New York. Sinclair reached an agreement today with DirecTV and AT&T, or at least the agreement was announced today.
And U-verse.
And U-verse. So if you have AT&T, U-verse, or DirecTV, Marquee will be on your television package from day one.
And now responsibility of charging you for this moves to DirecTV. And AT&T and U-verse. That's how it works. The Cubs and Sinclair and Marquee have to make deals with the carriers, and then the carriers bump up the price to you or not. They decide to just kind of take it on and add that price to them. But they will probably subtly then have a pass on a bit of an increase to you or restructure their own packages.
Yeah, my guess is it'll result in your package going up a little bit. That's how it works.
Your sports package will climb probably just a little bit.
Couple bucks, whatever they end up charging. I have no idea what they have. They haven't set a price publicly yet. Maybe it'll be $3 a month. Maybe it'll be $7 a month. I don't know.
But instead of the public having to like go through a bunch of hoops to try and figure out how to get it or writing their company or whatever, now they'll just get an email saying, by the way, it's going up a little bit, and you'll probably just reply or delete like you always do.
And the other thing is...
Not reply, I should say.
Right. Well, there's also, you know, the leverage of the launch didn't, you know, they always say deadlines make deals.
Yes.
And February is the launch, and obviously opening day is probably, what, 60 days or so after the launch of the network? I'm not sure exactly, but a little bit less than 2 months. And so you would think that once it approached opening day,
things that's going to get down to the wire.
That's where there would be a lot of pressure, and you'd see advertisements, and you'd have, you know, Crane Kenny making the media tour. If your provider is fill in the blank, they don't have Marquee. If you want to see Cubs games, call them up. Like, that's going to happen if Houston and LA are precedent here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, a huge percentage of both of those huge markets didn't have the Astros or the Dodgers when their regional sports network launched.
This is definitely good news for them and some big news to be this far out, as you mentioned. The one I've always thought is going to be the most difficult is Xfinity. And I'll tell you why. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know if you guys have noticed. When you have the NFL app or you're on NFL.com and you want to watch the Red Zone and you're paying for it already via Xfinity and you go, oh my God, I have a login option here. I can choose my cable provider and log in on my NFL app and then I can watch Red Zone, and it lists all the cable providers that with which you can log in, and Xfinity is not there. So if you're me, and you are, and that's the company you have, and that's how you get Red Zone. You can't do it right now, and that's the way that their deal has worked, at least to this point with the NFL. So I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but they're not afraid to be a holdout with a giant sports entity like the NFL at this point.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would guess that Dish would maybe be the least likely. Because Dish has already, they're not allowing NBC Sports Chicago on. Like, they already dropped it. Like,
interesting.
The president of Dish came out and said that the regional sports network model is broken. So he doesn't believe in it. And so that company's not believing in it. So if you want to watch, you know, the Bulls or the Hawks or the White Sox and you're a Dish subscriber, right now that's not possible.
Interesting. DirecTV also not a provider that's listed on NFL. On the NFL app.
Well, because DirecTV has their own Red Zone channel.
Has their that's right. DirecTV is their own.
Because they paid the premium for Sunday Ticket. Right. So the cable Red Zone is hosted by Scott Hansen.
Right, and then
the
Siciliano.
DirecTV is Andrew Siciliano. So they have their own Red Zone channel.
So I would bet if you have the DirecTV app, you can probably watch your Red Zone.
You 100% can.
Yeah, right. You can you can do that.
My parents have had DirecTV for years. So yeah, that's how they watch that sort of thing. Yeah, okay. With having the NFL ticket. But it's great news for the Cubs. It's great news for Cubs fans who have AT&T UVerse or DirecTV. And we'll see. This is going to be, I mean, I predict it'll be the biggest off-the-field sports story in Chicago in 2020, is how much carriage does Marquee get for their inaugural season.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to be a massive sports business story in this city, with ramifications elsewhere, obviously. Quick, we'll give the analysis later, but the marquee player name on the Cubs you most think will be traded.
As we keep going a little bit, you know, we crawl further into the offseason and we read more, talk more, hear more if you're involved in the coverage of the game. I just think Bryant makes the most sense.
We'll talk more about why we feel that way later on, but for now it's time to get your lineup set. Talk fantasy football with Paul Charchian on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.